6 past 7 on RSN Breakfast Show with Michael Christian and Mick McGon with you right through until 8:30. Coming up very shortly, it's the Friday forecast. You can jump on the line 1300 652 927. But before that, great to have our next guest on the line from the Blues, part of the leadership group in 2015, Sam Rowe. G'day, Sam.
G'day, fellas.
Now, good news coming through overnight with the young star Paddy Cripps signing out until 2019, mate. That must have made you feel pretty good.
Yeah, that was good news to wake up to. So, he signed on for a couple more years, which is great news for us.
Give us a bit of an insight internally about how he goes about it.
He's a good fellow, Cripper. He's a star, obviously, but he's a hard worker. He's a real emerging leader for us as well. So, obviously, coming off the best and fairest last year as well. So, we're really happy that he's committed for another few years.
Is he going to be named captain at some stage?
Well, who knows? Who knows? It's quite possibly there for him in the future.
Not yet, though.
I wouldn't have thought so, but he's doing all the right things at the moment. He's only 20 years old and played 25 games, so I wouldn't have thought we'd make him skipper just yet.
What's your process at Carlton, Sam, when it comes to picking your captain?
We're going through all of that, all of our leadership process at the moment. So we've got a fair program in place for the whole list at the moment. So we're just going through a process throughout the whole club, really, at the moment. And in the next, probably in the next few weeks, we're going to go through the process of our leadership group and our captain and all that sort of stuff. So we've been through a pretty comprehensive process at the moment. So we're nearing the end.
How much say do the players have in that, and how much will a new coach have in it?
I don't really know at this stage. I think everyone will have their fair share. Everyone will have their input, and I think the way we're setting it up, everyone's opinion is worthy, and it's going to have play a little part.
Sam, Carlton won the Wooden Spoon last year in 2015. You've introduced a new coach in Brendan Bolton. What's his summer focus been in regards to game style? Because there was a lot of faults in your game.
We've reset pretty much everything in the club over the summer. As you said, new coaches, a lot of new players, new programs, the way we go about things. So we've probably made wholesale changes in the game plan, and I think you'll start to see a pretty competitive, pretty hard-working team into this year.
Well, being competitive in and around the contest, I don't reckon was an issue personally. I reckon you've got some fantastic ball winners, yourself included in the high ball situation. You do compete, but it's probably more about team defence that let you down last year, or on a consistent basis, the inability to apply pressure on the opposition simply wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yeah, no, that is. And we're working on all aspects of the game. Like, we're working on our team defence. We're working on, pressuring teams and stuff like that. So let me assure you, we're working on every aspect of the game, and we're all learning the new way that we're going to go about it. And it's going to be hard work, but it's going to be pretty exciting. So I think it's going to be, once it all clicks, we're going to be ticking along pretty well.
Can you give your Carlton listeners an insight into how much Brendan Bolton and his coaching staff had to strip it back?
We went back to zero pretty much. We stripped back. We've got a whole new sort of training program, the way we're going about it. All new coaches with new philosophies and ideas about just the way they coach and their ideas on the game. It pretty much is a complete reset in the way we're going to go about it. We're not reinventing the wheel or anything, but we've really reset the way we're going about it, and I think it'll be pretty exciting for the Carlton faithful, because I think they'll start to see a team that's pretty committed, and I think with that will come some wins along the way.
Talking to Sam Rowe from the Blues. Sam, you had an outstanding season personally in 2014. How did you assess 2015?
Last year, it was probably up and down. Probably like the team as well. We're good and not so good in some parts. There's plenty of parts of the game that I need to continue to work on, and I've got to keep doing that to hold my spot and be a useful player for the team.
What are those areas that you've used or focused on over the summer to try and improve?
I'm just wanting to improve sort of my decision making with the ball. I'm trying to get a little bit more play offensively. To you know, the way the game's going, you can't just be a lockdown defender. So I need to find some ways to be a bit more productive going forward, and stuff like that. So it's always trying to improve the low specs of the game.
In your discussions with Brendan Bolton, is that where you'll play deep defence?
Yeah, most likely. Yeah.
And you could have a good young player alongside you in Jacob Wiedering. How's he travelling?
Yeah, he's travelling pretty well. He's a big boy for an 18-year-old, so he's got that going for him. And he's trained pretty well so far, so hopefully he'll get a look over the next few weeks in the NAB Cup, and we'll see how he's tracking against the opposition. And but we're really happy with him, and a whole host of the first years and other young players that have been ticking along pretty well.
Any of those first years that have really stood out to you?
Yeah, there's a couple. Dave Cunningham, who was almost our fourth pick or something, but he's looked pretty lively on the track. Not little Charlie Kerno, but Ed's little brother, Charlie. He's a pretty big boy, but he's looked pretty good as well. So we're pretty happy with the new guys that we got in there. They're all talented, but they're having a crack as well, which is the main thing, really.
Back to Wiedering for one moment. Watching him at under 18 level, Sam, he had that great ability to intercept the ball when the opposition were kicking it into their forward line. Yeah. Has he shown that up at training? And obviously that'll be a great asset to you being a lockdown defender.
Yeah, we have seen that already. He's pretty composed for a first-year player, and he does read the play pretty well. So we have seen that ability of his just to, read the play, and he's got some big miss on him as well. So he's intercept marking, I think, will be a strength of his going forward.
One of your most experienced players and best players is Bryce Gibbs. He had a frustrating year last year, only playing 10 matches. How's his summer been?
Been really good. He'd be the first to admit he had a frustrating year last year with injury and whatnot. So, but he's been training really well. He's probably the fittest he's ever been, and he's been going really well. So probably like most of the list, I think across the board we've had a pretty uninterrupted pre-season in regards to injuries or any new injuries and stuff like that. So across the board we've been ticking along pretty well.
What about the Carlton's forward line? A lot's been said about who you haven't got on your list right now, and they've gone to other clubs. But those that are there, Andreas Everett was fantastic last year. But who's going to help him out in that part of the ground?
We'll probably see Andrew Walker play forward. He's had a couple of frustrating years as well with injury, and he's just getting himself right, which is good. We're going to see a lot of people rotating through there, really. The way that with the rotations cap and all that, we're going to have midfielders rotating through there. We're going to see the likes of Paddy Cripps rotating through there as well, and other midfielders. It's going to be a pretty fluid sort of forward lineup, I would think.
Sam, have you got a view as to whether Joe Watson should keep his Brownlow medal?
Oh mate, I got no idea. I'd be much happier to not be involved in any of that. So I got no idea, buddy. Yeah, they're going through a pretty tough slog, those blokes.
What about from a personal standpoint, Sam? Will you ever see yourself back in Queensland playing AFL footy?
I wouldn't have thought so. No, I'll be setting up shop here for a while, I think.
Carlton man through and through now?
Yep.
What about outside footy, mate? What do you get up to?
Well, I'm a tippy by trade, so I do a little bit of work here and there, but I'm looking to start a small building company this year.
Oh, good.
That's in the pipeline for me this year.
Fantastic. Mm. All right, mate, we'll let you go, but appreciate having a chat, and we wish you all the best. All the signs, all the noises coming out of Blue Land are fantastic, and, of course, you've got your family day coming up on Sunday at Icon Park, and the membership at the moment is going along beautifully, and the aim of the club is to reach a record of 51,000 members before round one. So
that
to sign up and be bound by Blue, you can go to membership.carlton.com.au or call 1300 Carlton, and I'm sure you'd encourage all those supporters of the Blues that perhaps just wavering on whether they should join up to join up and enjoy the ride.
Absolutely, it's I know we we didn't have such a good year last year, but jump on board because it's going to be a lot of fun times ahead.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for that.
Lovely. Cheers.
Sam Rowe joining us from the Blues. Coming